Welcome, everybody. I would say happy Monday, and I do certainly wish you and yours a happy Monday, but it is a deeply concerning for Monday for anyone that cares about our children's education. Breaking news this hour that we're going to start with here on the Top of the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll be joined all afternoon by one of my favorite guest co-hosts, Matt Rothschild. Matt and I, we finally have a show where we have zero guests, Matt, not a one, which means you and I get to have a conversation and include all of you in the many, many topics that we've got queued up for everybody this afternoon, and including the whistleblower in the Obrego Garcia case, which relates to the upcoming hearings on the appointment of Emil Bove to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. We have the Turning Point Conference, an absolutely mind-boggling sound coming out of that circus act for sure. We have the cover-ups of cover-ups. We've got, of course, the Lee Harvey Oswald files, the new reporting that, in fact, yes, the CIA was well aware of Lee Harvey Oswald and, in fact, lied about it to the American people for numerous years. And if that conspiracy of conspiracies wasn't enough, boy, do we have some backlash relating to Jeffrey Epstein. It continues to get worse and worse for Donald Trump. And accordingly, his Truth Social posts are getting more and more unhinged, as if that was possible. We may even get to the potential firing of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who is considered by many economists and folks that work in financial markets as a stalwart, a bulwark against Donald Trump's bid to have control over the Fed, to strip away its independence and really to just have his political bagman running the Fed and setting the interest rates, which no one thinks would be a good idea. We've got this and so much more, but let's return to this breaking news. Then I'll bring Matt in and we will light up this discussion this afternoon. So much to get to. The reason that I say it's not a good afternoon for those of you, those of us that care deeply about our children's education, just within the last hour, the U.S. Supreme Court, through its shadow docket, this is the emergency docket, clearing the way for the Trump administration to eliminate the Federal Department of Education. Despite that, doing so would require the approval of Congress. This was in yet another unsigned order with no explanation. However, Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson dissented from this emergency order. All of the courts that had considered this question to date saw through what they described as basically being a fig leaf of excuse. This isn't about the executive branch managing the Department of Education. It's not even about them reforming the Department of Education. All of the judges that have looked at this case to date have all concluded that is, of course, smokescreen, that Donald Trump actually meant what he said when he said during his, oh yes, inauguration ceremony and during the ceremony where he signed the executive order to close the Department of Education, that's what they're doing. They're not faithfully executing the laws that were enacted by Congress and signed by a prior president that created the Department of Education. They're not helping the department run more efficiently or effectively. No, he said, we're going to shut it down and shut it down as quickly as possible. The Supreme Court of the United States, in what many consider to be a sadly expected but nonetheless shocking decision, simply given the scale of the cuts and the explicit on the record intent of Donald Trump to shut down a congressionally enacted, approved, and funded department. So we'll start there, Matt. Again, I wasn't surprised by this. This Supreme Court has now proven itself to be utterly unconcerned with executive branch power overreach, particularly enamored with this president. Their decisions don't hold any sort of consistent theoretical approach when you compare executive branch use of authority under President Biden. They stepped in and stopped him from doing far more actions than they have President Trump. It seems to be simply a rubber stamp at this point, Matt.
Yeah, they're just expanding presidential power left and right here. And I wanted to draw our listeners' attention to the great dissent by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who called this decision indefensible. She said the majority is either willfully blind to the implications of its ruling or naive, but either way, the threat to our Constitution's separation of powers is grave. And she went on to talk about the harm that's going to happen. She says, rather than wait for legislative action to begin shuttering the department, McMahon, head of the department, slashed the agency's workforce in half, concededly without analyzing the effect of those terminations on the department's statutorily mandated functions. And she added, the court's decision will unleash untold harm, delaying or denying educational opportunities and leaving students to suffer from discrimination, sexual assault, and other civil rights violations without the federal resources Congress intended. Wow.
Yeah, and this, we had, folks, if you want to participate this afternoon, please, by all means, Matt, and I love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have struggled with how to explain in a really plain manner and a way that would resonate to people, Matt, that the MAGA plan, the Project 2025 plan, and maybe Jamie can find the Russell vote from that we had from 2021, where he says this out loud. He's like, what we're going to do is everywhere we can so inhibit the operations of these federal agencies, these federal departments. We're going to slash their budgets. We're going to push workers out. We're going to fire workers. We're going to furlough, do whatever it can. And we're going to make it so hard for people to do their jobs that they'll want to leave. We'll so starve these federal agencies of funding that they will simply collapse. That is what the big brutal bill was attempting to do. It is one of the steps along that pathway, and you see it in every single other executive order that Donald Trump has signed since he's become president. None of this has anything to do with making things run more efficiently or effectively, because if it was, as Justice Sotomayor just pointed out, you would do an analysis to ensure that you were that department was still able to execute its essential functions. None of those kinds of analyses have been done here. This is not an audit process to identify waste. This is starve government so you can drown it in a bathtub. Like, that is what this is about. This is about getting rid of regulations that protect regular people. This is about getting rid of departments that protect people's civil rights, that look out for the little guy and gal. This is about getting rid of any oversight that helps ensure fair playing fields for small businesses. And to what end? To give our corporate overlords and our billionaire overlords untrammeled power to do whatever they want with very low taxes. That is the end sum game, to basically break the back of the federal government, except, of course, for federal defense contractors, which I'm sure will make out like, you know, a field day, those that run private prisons, you know, that build concentration camps in places like Florida. And now they're looking at doing another one of those concentration camps elsewhere in the country. That's who's doing well here. That's it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jacob, let me know when you've got the vote sound talking about trauma and impacting our workers and him saying exactly what I just said he said, because here we've got it. Let's take a listen. This is Russell Vogt talking to a pro-Trump PAC back in, I believe, 2021.
We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. We want, when they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry because they have no bandwidth financially to do so. We want to put them in trauma.
That is what it's about. That's not me making that up. That's Russell Vogt. And it's so bizarre to me, Matt, that all of this, like almost every bit of what seems to be distinct news stories today actually links up together, right? Because And I'll do this right now. I'll pull it all together for everybody before the end of the show. But follow the bouncing ball, if you will. MAGA is running a conspiracy to dismantle the federal government right now out loud. It's called Project 2025. People didn't want to learn about it or hear about it, so they ignored it. Now that's actually happening. It is out loud, proud illegality. The guy that sits basically at the helm of this entirely unconstitutional, no balance of powers approach to dismantling and breaking the back of the federal government is Russ Vogt, one of the only departments that the Supreme Court has said yet again in an emergency docket case is independent and sits alone is the Federal Reserve. They actually took great care in a different case that had nothing to do with the Federal Reserve, took great care to say that indeed the Fed stood alone in this and that it was independent. They again, couple of lines about this. This was in the Wilcox case about the National Labor Relations Board. But what are they trying to do now? Trump up some bogus stuff to get Jerome Powell fired to pull in Russell Vogt. Well, why does that have anything to do with, you know, Epstein and or the CIA and JFK? As a matter of principle, MAGA has lumped together some of the most insane conspiracy theories, right, and traded on these for such a long time to defend, for example, votes for Donald Trump, i.e. that Democrats are running a global pedophile ring. Like, that's always been the Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, MAGA-verse sort of line on Epstein. That Epstein was going to be the thing that showed all of these terrible Democrats doing terrible things. Well, turns out it might be your guy that's involved. Who knows? We're going to review some of those facts involving Jeff Epstein. But the out loud corruption, the out loud and proud illegality, they've been telling you that they would do these kinds of things for years, and now they're doing it. So whether it's Russ Vogt, who's the next in line to be nominated to be the Fed chair, like that's what people are saying, or we're talking about, you know, again, some of these crazy conspiracy theories, and now Donald Trump losing the grip of some of his base. Careful what you wish for. He may have created a monster that's starting to pull at the reins a bit. We're going to take your calls and dive more deeply into all of this kind of bananas news that we've got going on, including allegations from a whistleblower that folks in the Trump administration made up evidence against Abrego Garcia. You want to talk about corruption and cover-ups? We got it here. That's what this show is going to be about. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.